Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. You're welcome to Business Matters. Later in the program, I'll be talking to Balbuffet hotelier Tommy Gallen, who recently purchased Ancroach Hotel in Gweedore. But first up this week is our Backing Business segment for July, and joining me on the line is Mairead Carlin, Assistant Training Centre Manager with Donegal ETB in Letterkenny. Mairead, you're welcome to Business Matters.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Delighted to be here.
Mairead, we're into the second half of 2021, and it's been a busy 6 months for the Scalers to advance nationally initiative for Donegal ETB locally.
It has indeed, Kieran. Since the new year, we've been really busy. We've supported 46 individuals within the large companies in Donegal and around 250 plus in the small and medium-sized enterprises under Skills to Advance. In particular, at the minute, there's been a hive of activity in the engineering sector. Cahill McGee, our senior welding instructor, has been in Killybegs and he's been working with the companies there, such as MMG Welding and Mooney Boats, and he's about to head down now to Kilcare. There is really great demand for upskilling and recertification in welding in Donegal. As you know, we have a strong engineering sector, and Donegal ETB have invested in new robotic equipment that will future-proof the sector in Donegal. All the participants are really enjoying the process, and Cahill skill set is definitely greatly valued. We've also been working with Leo locally in training in SolidWorks. So we're working with 17 companies in Donegal. We've just done our first iteration that we've delivered online, which for a course like SolidWorks was challenging, but all the participants really rose to the occasion, and at the latter end we were able to get them into the centre. So we're really interested in assisting companies with cutting edge certified training that increases their competitiveness in the market.
And Donegal ETB, I know, Mairead, is continuing to play an important role in helping local businesses.
Absolutely. We've worked with about 16 businesses, including micro businesses, who have engaged in our Diploma in Social Media for Business course, which is basically an A to Z toolkit to drive your business forward online. And this has obviously never been more important than in the current times that we're all working in at present. We're also working with companies in the tech sector, and we're providing training in the area of Java programming. And also we're working with companies doing PRINCE2 project management. Another course that we deliver is the ILM Cert in Leadership and Management, which is a really good course to assist companies both to progress, but also allows the employees within the companies to progress.
I know through the Skills for Work programme, you're supporting a wide range of local small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Skills for Work has been working in social media also, but to a lesser extent, also training companies in the areas of the Microsoft Office suite of products, which allows companies to the opportunity to avail of training that increases efficiencies in their administration teams. And we're just wrapping up training in that area with Atlantic Dawn and Killybegs. Locally here in Letterkenny, we've been working with Century Cinemas and also Kelly's and the Mountaintop. And we are finding that the employees on the whole are most engaged in the training and are willing to learn.
Can you tell me about some of the new programmes planned for the autumn?
I can indeed. We are really excited here in Donegal ETB about some of the new offerings that we have for the autumn. And the first one that I'd like to tell you about is a Cert in Donegal Weaving. So this programme we've been working on over the last 2 years with the textile industry, and we're happy to say that the course is ready to commence in September. This course is validated and certified by the Scottish Qualification Authority because there was no qualification in Ireland that fitted what we needed. So in Donegal, we have worked with a lot of the major companies, and we have enlisted the help of master craftsmen as well as the industry. The course would appeal to someone who would like to work in sustainable fashion, perhaps set up their own business, or would like to work as a weaver for the textile industry. So secondly, we have two new offerings in the telecommunication sector that will offer a skill set that supports fast connectivity. The first one is the Communication Systems Installation Traineeship, and that is in partnership with KN Searcy. That will have an 8-week work placement as part of the course. The course will have allow people to have employment opportunities in Ireland, Northern Ireland and in the UK. And we can anticipate with the national broadband rollout a great demand for the skill set. And this will allow trainees to hit the ground running at the end of the course. And the on-the-job work placement will give them a great opportunity to secure employment in the sector. The second course that we have is, again, in conjunction with Ken Searcy, and it is a network planning traineeship. And this course was designed to furnish people with the planning and data management and programming skills to design the networks across Ireland, the UK and the Caribbean from the Ken Searcy Digital Hub here, which is based in Letterkenny. Well, so we're delighted to be able to offer this course to the sector in Donegal. These skills are highly transferable to other organisations also. This traineeship has a significant work placement element, also 10 to 12 weeks, which will give participants a real opportunity to learn on the job and hone their skills that they've acquired in the classroom.
Remote working, Mairead, has come in very much into focus over the last year, a year and a half, and I know Donegal EDB are working behind the scenes in this regard as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Kieran. Remote working has become part of all our lives due to COVID, and it will obviously change the way we all work into the future. So we are really delighted to work with in partnership with the Economic Development Unit in the Council, and we're working to support the Council's vision to encourage more people to return to the county and work from our county. This programme is designed to provide the tools to allow people to do that. So it's either for people who are currently in employment or particularly, you know, in the area of job changers. So if you're interested in these new and emerging opportunities that are available within Donegal ETB, we would encourage you to contact our course recruitment section, which is 074912542, or coursesdonegaltc@donegaletb.ie. All those details will be available on our website and social media platforms.
And supervisory management certificate training with hospitality in late September or October?
Yeah, that's another programme we plan to run in conjunction with the hospitality sector, obviously another sector heavily affected in the last 15 months. We are all too aware that this sector has really suffered during the lockdown. And so during the summer, obviously, they're working hard in this great sunshine that we're currently experiencing. And we're looking forward to working with them in the autumn also.
So, Mairead, is now a good time to avail of certified training?
It absolutely is. It's a really great time to avail of certified training. Our full-time day training programmes are free of charge to any individuals who wish to participate in those that I've mentioned, and our Skills to Advance programmes are heavily subsidised. We'll be presenting at the Donegal Business Network Lunch and Learn sessions in the autumn, and we look forward to hosting an event with the Chamber on Into the West. So across Donegal ETB, we have a strong team who work closely with local industry, business owners and businesses. We have two apprenticeship advisors, Lorraine Murray and Claire Lernahan. For skills to work under the basic levels in IT and digital skills, we have Donna McDade. Under RPL, we have Siobhan Murray. And our skills to advance advisors are Dervla Kelly and Paddy Kelly. There's a wide spectrum of supports available across all levels of learning from 1 to 6. And we would really encourage listeners to get in touch. The door is always open and we're happy to listen and happy to talk.
So finally, Mairead, what advice have you for business owners, employees, sole traders who are keen to maybe upskill or avail of further training?
If any of these programmes or courses that I've mentioned in the interview resonate or ring a bell with your needs, give us a shout at skills2advance@donegaletb.ie. Please feel free to check out our website and all our social media platforms. There is something in there to definitely suit everyone's needs.
Mairead, it's been a busy slot. It's great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us on Business Matters.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
And that was Mairead Carlin, Assistant Training Centre Manager with Donegal ETB in Letterkenny. Last month, Tommy Gallen, owner of the Villa Rose Hotel and Jackson's Hotel in Balbuffet, bought an Ancourt Hotel in Gweedore. Tommy left school at the age of 15 and served his time as an apprentice motor mechanic when working with Shannon's Garage in Letterkenny and Reed's Garages in Stranorder and Letterkenny. Tommy began by recalling his school days at Munrea National School and St Columba's College in Stranorder.
I suppose I started off my education in Munrea National School, that's where I was from, up in the Gold. And then I went to St Columba's in Stranorder. Had some good experiences, some not so good in it. I didn't really enjoy school that way much. I enjoyed commerce, would have been my favourite subject. I liked commerce just.
Why did you not like school, Tommy?
Why did I not like school? I don't know. I just wasn't that well fond of school. I wasn't fond of school. I never used to do my homework. I never used to do nothing. I copied it in the morning when I went into school. Most of the time, a lot of the times I left that school bag behind on the bus, never took it home, and they might have changed the bus over the weekend, and I had no school bag the next morning, and I was always in trouble. I was always a bit of a blaggard. Nothing's bad, but I was just a bit of a blaggard.
So you decided to go the mechanic route then?
Yeah, I went to ANCO in Letterkenny. It was the regional college. I'd done a year there, and I was in Leo Shanahan's garage up the High Road while I was in Letterkenny. I went down to Ridge Garage in St. Orler and Letterkenny. I served my time there as a motor mechanic. That's where I met wife Bridget, and I suppose it's all history from there.
And was cars something you always had an interest in, Tommy?
I always had an interest in cars, yeah, from a small eye.
And were you driving young, or did you have a car young?
No, I didn't, no. I wouldn't have had a car to. I was 16 or 17, I would say, before I had a car. I didn't have the money to get a car.
So, how did a motor mechanic end up becoming a major player in the hospitality game in Donegal?
Well, me and Bridget and the family went away one summer for a few days' holidays, and we went down the country. We stayed in different B&Bs throughout, and some good experience, some not so good. But we decided on the last night on our way home we'd go to a hotel. It was in Westport, just to treat everybody. And the hotel was fully booked, but they sent us to this guest house next door to the hotel, which was brilliant, and we were allowed to use the hotel facilities. And we really enjoyed it. But on the way back up in the car then, I said to Bridget, I says, if ever they come a house for sale beside Jackson's Hotel in Balbuffet, I'm going to buy it and start up a guest house.
And you did?
And I did. It took a wee while before this house come up, but I got it, and I started off there with 6 bedrooms in it. And before long, I think it was within a year or so, we built on an extension, then a 12 more rooms to it, so I had 18 rooms then at that stage.
And when did you open the B&B initially, Tommy? What year?
I think it was 1992. 92, the year Donegal won the All-Ireland.
A big year.
Yeah. I got it up and going, and just going very well. And I decided I wanted to make it bigger. I couldn't really. I was landlocked. So I marched up and down the town till I got a place for sale on the main street. It was a shop, an old shop, and I bought it. And that's where Villa Rose came out of. But the day I bought the shop on the main street, I hadn't a penny. Not a penny. I went to the auctioneer and I told him, I says, you tell him I'm buying it, and I'm buying it. So I went to the credit union next door to it, and I knew the manager fairly well. I worked at her car, and I went in and I asked her, I told her what I'd done. I says, I've bought the place next door. She says, what are you going to do with it? I says, I'm going to build a hotel on it. But I says, I've no money. I says, I need a deposit. So lo and behold, I got the deposit from her.
The name was good, Tommy, even back then?
It wasn't too bad. Yeah, I'd always paid my way. So, no, I got the money.
When you look back on your journey from then to now, was that a big turning point for you in your business life? Getting that loan and getting the go-ahead to
100%,
to go,
yeah, definitely was. I got the deposit off the credit union. I went back to the bank then, and I told them I'd saved this money up into the garage in the B&B for a deposit thing, and they believed me. And I eventually got the money then from the bank to build the hotel.
So, a major undertaking to build a hotel in the middle of Balbuffet,
that it? Was a bit of a challenge, all right.
Talk to me about that experience.
I think it was 1999, I think, that I bought the premise, and then we built the hotel, and it was tough in the beginning. For months and months, I used to do night portering. I lay behind the door on the sofa for night after night. I washed the dishes in the morning. I'd went home to the garage during the day, and I'd done that for a long time till I eventually got staff sorted out and got it up and going. And was I knew it was going to be an instant success. I just knew by the business that was that I was turning away from the word go, just that it wasn't.
You must have some energy, Tommy, to be able to fill all those roles and still keep the business going.
Yeah, good energy, all right. That kept it going.
You acquired Jackson's Hotel 5 years ago?
Yes, 2016, yeah.
Why did you make the decision to buy the hotel that was quite more or less next door to you?
Well, it was the fact that it was next door to me was one thing, and the fact that it was to protect my own business was the main thing, because I couldn't let outsider in to compete with me there on my doorstep. So it was a massive undertaking. But lo and behold, we got there. We were getting there anyway.
Did you spend many nights tossing and turning before you made the decision to buy, or was it a fairly easy decision for you to make, Tommy?
No, it was a fairly easy decision. I knew I was going to have to get it at whatever cost, because I couldn't let an outsider into it.
So, in terms of rooms, the number of rooms in Jackson's and the number of rooms in the Villa Rose now?
Well, I started off in Villa Rose, first of all, I suppose you could say. I had 18 bedrooms on the front part of it there on the main street. Then we built on 30-something later on, with 57 now in it. Then Jackson's came along, there's 135 bedrooms in it. It's a much bigger place, it's a lot harder to handle, but I built a great team around me. While I was down in Villa Rose, I built a great team around me. Some of them, to this day, are still with me from the day we opened. All my main, the head chef, the head housekeeping, accountant, everything is still barbers. They're still all there from the day we opened. So, and it wasn't too bad then. You know, I had a good team around me, and I felt comfortable, and they were comfortable, and they knew we could do it.
Is that the key to a successful business?
Without a doubt. Build the team around you. You just can't do it on your own. You need.
Having Jackson's and having the Villa Rose, what's the difference between the two hotels, Tommy, and how easy or difficult is it to treat them as two separate entities?
Well, I would see them two very different operations. Villa Rose would be more spa, leisure sort of hotel and weddings. Jackson's is very much commercial and family hotel and big functions. They're massive big function room and that, so you can get it for big concerts and stuff. They're just two totally different clientele that it comes to.
Last year, we had the outbreak of the pandemic. How big of an effect did that have on your businesses?
It had a massive effect on it, there's no doubt about it. But it learned us to be a lot shrewder and a lot smarter in ways of doing things. I'm sure when we get back to full normal again now next week, we'll see a lot different ways of doing things than we've done it before. You learn to cut the cloth, just out.
And just last month, Tommy, it became common knowledge that you purchased Anchorage Hotel here in Gweedore, where we're conducting this interview. How did you arrive at that decision?
Well, Kieran, I got a phone call one day. I would have been interested in a third hotel. And I always had my eye kind of thinking about it, but when the man told me what the hotel was, I says, I'd certainly have a look at it. So I gathered up my family, and we came down and we looked at it. We met the Doherty family here, Patricia and Hugh Martin, and I was blown away by the premises when I arrived and by the location, the surrounding areas. I couldn't believe it, and I made my mind up going up the road that evening that I was going to own Anchorage Hotel at some stage.
And that was early January, was it?
That was early January.
And yeah. The sale was completed at the end of May, is that right?
I think it would have been, I've noticed, probably the end of June before everything was over the line.
Before we got organised for today's interview, you were doing a bit of landscaping and keeping things nice and tidy. You like to have a hands-on approach, Tommy, still?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. I would much prefer that sort of stuff than sitting in an office or doing books or accounts. That's not my style.
I know the hospitality sector has allowed families and people to travel to stay, but I know you're very much looking forward to meeting your regulars in Balbathay, and obviously the regulars here on Monday when restrictions ease further.
Oh God, I think it'll be brilliant. It's very hard at the moment. Non-locals, or let's say residents, can stay in the hotels and sit and eat and drink inside in the bars and restaurants, and your locals have to sit outside. It's very, very hard. It causes a wee bit of confusion sometimes, but it'd be just brilliant to get them back in and to see your locals back in. Can't wait.
How do you think the government have handled the hospitality sector and the pandemic, Tommy, over the last 18 months?
Personally, I think that they don't handle very well as regards the hospitality. I'm sure there's people that will be given out that it's not, but I think they've done an awful lot for us. They definitely did. I mean, the wage support scheme, there's different things, Kieran, but no, I think it's excellent now, to be honest.
Having added and encouraged to your other three businesses in Bell Buffet, have you an idea of the workforce that you have under you now, Tommy?
Yeah, well, actually, as of last Friday, there was 310 on the payroll between the three hotels.
You've come a long way from your holiday down the country and come back with an idea.
I've done well. I was very lucky. I must say, I've been very lucky. But I believe people say to you, you're very lucky, but I believe the harder you work, the luckier you get. You know, and it's all about having good staff and the right people around you. That's what the whole secret, well, that's my opinion anyway.
Knowing you, Tommy, I know negativity is one thing that you don't tolerate too long.
Absolutely. I've no time for negativity. Always look on the bright side. There's always a way out of everything. I'm not a negative person.
We're in a building that's detached from the main hotel, Tommy. Can you talk to me about that and talk to me about the plans for its development?
Yeah, well, this bar here, or where we're sitting at the minute, yes, we're doing a big job on this now. Come October, November, we're opening it up as a big new traditional Irish bar, doing bar food in it here. So hopefully it'll be 150-seater. So it'll open up things here at and encourage it. Hopefully it'll take a lot of passing by traffic and, you know, a lot of passerbys and a lot of locals and stuff that we don't really have an awful lot of room for inside, as a bar and the restaurant's not that massively big.
Tommy, when you go away yourself for a weekend or for a break away, what is the one thing that you appreciate most, or the one thing that you look for most or value most when you're going for a stay somewhere?
I think meeting nice, friendly staff. I think that's the most important thing it makes you feel so good. Somebody comes in and just a smile and a thank you is all. It just makes such a difference. Rather than going out with an grumpy head on you and you don't want to be there. As I always say, being noticed in the place for the right reason, not for the wrong reason. You know, just smile and thank you. Take you a long, long way.
What advice would you have, Tommy, for someone who would be thinking of starting out in the hospitality game and going on the path that you took?
What advice would I give them? My advice, I wouldn't ask anybody their opinion about it. I would go and do it.
I take it for that answer, Tommy, you've had a lot of negative negative opinions when they were sought, maybe not sought.
I've had a few, all right. Yeah, but no, if you think it'll work, go for it, and you'll make it work. There's no doubt. Just keep at it and it'll work.
Tommy, I know sport plays a big part in your life through work and through relaxation. Finn Harps, obviously, Fuller Rose Hotel, major sponsor. You have a huge interest in Donegal GAA, and your granddaughter, Leah, is an extremely talented boxer. And you're also doing a wee bit on the bike. So can you talk to me a wee bit about those interests that you have?
Well, I suppose Finn Harps, I've been with them for years. I was treasurer there at one stage, going back, God, I don't know how many years ago it is now. I don't get to as many soccer matches as I used to, but I'll be still very keen and to see how they're doing. A lot of them stays here with me in the hotel, and the teams, the other travelling teams was with me, and I'm always very close contact how it's going. GAA, I would say, would be my favourite. I'm definitely Donegal GAA man.
Disappointed after last weekend?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed that Donegal's out, because I always look forward. I mean, we have had, I don't have many good years going back to 2011, 12. My God, we'd been in Croke Park nearly every year and getting there, and it's sad to see that we're not going to make it this year.
Tell me, if you had followed your childhood dream job, what do you think you'd be doing now if you weren't the owner of a number of hotels?
Well, I always wanted to own three successful businesses. That was what I always wanted to do. And I knew it was in the hospitality and some form. I didn't just think it might be hotels, I thought it might be a bar or restaurant or something, but I've followed my dream and I've got to where I wanted to be.
Go back to something that you mentioned to me at the start of the interview, Tommy, that when you went down to Westport for that family holiday, it's a strong possibility that if you hadn't went to Westport that weekend that you may not have taken the path you took.
I would say 100% right, yeah. I would imagine I never would have went. No. If I hadn't went to Westport, I wouldn't have had a B&B. And I probably never would have had the hotels either.
We talked off air about the beauty and the scenery around the location. And I do know that on an occasional Sunday, when you're looking to check in, you'll hop on the bike, come over here. A spectacular journey on the bike, I'm sure, Tommy.
The scenery is just fantastic. I know there's a bit of tough pedaling on it here and there, but it's all worth it when you get here. And it's, oh my God, I was blown away by the area the first day I came down here. And the people, everything, I just enjoy it so much going down here. It's really...
Being a spot on the Wild Atlantic Way, three small words, but they've got huge currency now, haven't they?
I think whoever came up with the Wild Atlantic Way was an absolute genius. I've just done so much for the west of Ireland, and Donegal especially. I think it's just put Donegal on the map. And maybe there's something good come out of COVID, but I think with the staycations, the amount of people travelled up to Donegal last year, and they're back this year, and more along with them, and the good weather we're getting at the minute, I think it's really Donegal's only starting to get on the map. And I say, with this hotel as well, being on the Wild Atlantic Way, it was an opportunity that just you couldn't resist.
Tommy, you mentioned family a number of times during our conversation. Are there many of the family involved in the business at the minute with yourself?
I have a family, three girls and two boys, and the five of them are all involved in it. Yep, they're all... between the three hotels.
So there'll always be a gal at one of the venues?
There'll be some one of them there every day. Yeah, some of them, yeah. We just move from one to the other. But they have a great interest in it, and thank God it's their future, I suppose.
And finally, Tommy, what lies ahead for yourself and your businesses?
Well, I suppose, Kieran, be looking to put in a big effort down here now for the first season anyway, till we get it off the ground and get it up and going. And well, we're, as I was telling you, we're doing a big renovation job in the bar here. We're doing a big renovation job up in the spa as well. We're renovating it probably just after Christmas. But really, there's a bit of time to be spent down here to get this one off the ground and get it going. And same back home in Balbuffet, there's a lot of work to be done there. Not physically, but just making sure that everything's up and running and back to normal and welcoming the people all back again.
And very finally, Tommy, will you get away for a wee break yourself before the end of the year?
No, I don't think I'll bother this year. No, I'm happy enough. I think when I get down here, I'm again on holidays. I'm quite happy. No, I'll give it a bye this year. I think I'll stay on the ground.
Tommy Gillen, thanks for talking to us today on Business Matters.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Thank you.
Well, that's our lot for this edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guests, Mairead Carlin and Tommy Gillen. Thanks to Kevin Fury on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.